Vivek Ramaswamy is joining us live this morning. Delighted to have you, Vivek. How are you?
Good to be on. How are you?
Well, good. You have a fascinating background. I do want to share this with the listeners because I get a chuckle. I don't know about you, but when someone who goes to Yale and Harvard, in your case, I think you got a law degree at Yale, an undergrad degree with honors at Harvard University, like Governor DeSantis in Florida. I think you did the Harvard-Yale thing. I love it when people on the far left say people like you are not that intelligent. But this is let me just tell you about our guest. He's author of Woke Incorporated, Inside Corporate America's Social Justice System. He's also behind The Nation of Victims, Identity Politics, The Death of Merit, and The Path Back to Excellence. He's founded Rovian Sciences in 2014. He's worked on watershed-type breakthroughs in some medications for things like Alzheimer's, I believe. He was CEO of that company as well. He has five FDA-approved medicines out today, and he started Strive Asset Management in 2021. Quite a resume here, which competes against ESG-promoting financial institutions by guiding American companies to focus on excellence over politics. Some refreshing stuff here. Thanks for being with us.
Good to be on. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'd be honest with you, Vivek, if I'm pronouncing your first name correctly. A lot of people I introduce don't have a resume like that. What's driving you? You're taking on a lot of the woke stuff directly. I think Governor DeSantis in Florida has as well. But what's driving you in your quest to be one of the leading conservative voices as we head into 2024?
So this is actually pretty personal to me. It's funny. I grew up as the kid of immigrants who came to this country with not a lot of money 40 years ago. You know, skinny kid with nerdy glasses and a funny last name in Southwest Ohio growing up in the 90s. What my parents taught me was, you know what, if you're going to stand out, you might as well be outstanding. Achievement was actually my ticket to get ahead. And to me, that is what the American dream is all about. And yet, I got to be honest with you, if I was born 20 years later, I don't think that story that you just described, kid of immigrants with almost no money, founding a multi-billion dollar biotech company, and you know what, doing it while raising a family, getting married, following my faith in God, I don't think that would have been possible in the same way. And so the thing that's driving me, you're asking, is if you ask most people my age and younger, what does it mean to be an American in the year 2023? You mostly get a blank stare. I am on a mission to help my generation and younger answer the question of what it means to be an American today. And it's not just the fact that you happen to be in a given geographic space. It's that you have a commitment to a set of ideals that define what put this right nation into motion. That's the mission I'm on.
Well, Vivek, I talk a lot on this show, Good Morning New Hampshire, and my own commentary about an anti-American sentiment. I mean, at Stanford University, for example, and their student-professor index of chosen words versus words that can be harmful, they don't want to say the word American on campus because it might be harmful mm-hmm. to some. They want to call you a U.S. citizen. So with your background, your view, what concerns me, and you've gone to some of the highest level of institution of learning in our country, at two of the Ivy League colleges in Harvard and Yale, and what concerns me, and I want you to amplify on this because I know Governor DeSantis in Florida is looking at one of their colleges in Sarasota, the private college. What a novel concept. Actually putting conservative intellectuals on the board to help run the college versus far left. So you've gone through Harvard, you've gone through Yale, you have these ideals. Be outstanding, work hard, don't rely on the federal government, be open to free markets, work harder than the next person, be appreciative, give back. You have all the right values. What would you say of our higher universities? Do you think there is a level of liberal or progressive indoctrination going on, or is that exaggerated?
So there's two levels of indoctrination. Okay, one of them is a progressive indoctrination. And I will tell you, even Harvard and Yale, I'm going to be really honest with you, I had great experiences at those places when I went there. Even in the decade and a half since then that I was at Harvard, you know, maybe closer to two decades now, it's not the same place that it once was, right? It was always liberal-leaning, but that's not the point. If you have a majority of students or professors who are liberal, that's great. You can get a great education, as I did, by having your views tested. It's that those institutions have now changed from being about the pursuit of truth to the pursuit of an agenda itself. And the way they look at it is, what's the point of learning how to think if we're not going to have a planet left to inhabit in 50 years? And so we might as well switch our mission to saving the planet from climate change instead of actually teaching a generation of Americans how to think. We need to teach them what to think instead. That's one level of indoctrination. There's a second level of indoctrination that not a lot of people, I think, are aware of. I'm aiming to heighten awareness of this, is actually by China. So China is actually funding a lot of the Confucius centers, other centers, even at places like Yale and elsewhere, that are also creating this apologist culture. And it's sort of it's a confluence of two rivers in our universities. One is this sort of woke, progressive indoctrination. The other is this rising tide of Chinese Communist Party and Communist China-funded indoctrination. And I don't know if you're a whitewater rafter, but when there's two rivers that come together, you have a force that's not twice as powerful, but 10 times as powerful as either one of them alone. That's actually what's going on in our universities. And the second one sounds conspiratorial, but it's real.
Well,
hiding in plain sight.
Well, Vivek Ramaswamy, there was a case out of Harvard a number of years ago that just went away where the FBI actually arrested a professor or two. There was some case with China actually, mm-hmm. Kind of buying their way into Harvard. Well, let me ask you some point-blank questions. So you're running for president.
Well, not yet. I'm considering.
Okay.
I'm considering. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you planning to run for president?
I'm weighing it. I'm thinking about it because every speech I've given across the country in the last 6 months, they're hard thing to shake off if someone asks you, as they have after one of those speeches, to do that. Now, I will say this. I think the Republican Party has obsessed too much over the question of the who. And instead, we need to start asking the question of the what and the why. That's what I care about. The vision of what it means to be an American. The vision of the ideals that set this nation into motion 250 years ago, define the American dream in the 21st century. Basic
right.
ideas like merit, free speech, democratic self-governance over aristocracy. I care about those ideas, and I've been advancing them through my books, through my speaking, through the businesses that I've started, through Strive. And I'm weighing whether or not doing this through the political process is going to be necessary to really spawn that national revival. So that's where I'm at right now.
Well, you mentioned one of your firms that you co-founded, billion-dollar firm. You've done very well in the private sector, unlike some members of Congress who become multimillionaires by being members of Congress. That's obviously not the path you took. But money, as some people would say, is a measurement if someone can get their message out. We have Donald Trump running again, and sources say he's sitting on maybe $80+ million if he's to fully run in 2024, which in New Hampshire, is less than a year from now. We have Ron DeSantis in Florida, who raised a ton of money in the red wave there. He has $80 million. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu is also overtly talking about seriously considering a run for president in 2024 from New Hampshire. He doesn't have that war chest. You're kind of in that, and I'm not saying Michael Bloomberg category, but you're in a category where you could self-finance some. If you do run, are you going to put some of your own money into the race?
I'm in a flexible position, right, because I'm in a privileged position. I didn't grow up with a lot of money, but I've had the privilege of founding multi-billion-dollar companies. I'm proud of those accomplishments. But I will tell you something. One thing I love about this country, and you mentioned Bloomberg, it's a great example, is you can't buy elections in this country. Yes, there's a
right.
ticket to enter, but we still live in a system where the voters get to decide who run this country. Actually, it's really funny. In the Republican circles right now, the thing you're supposed to do is go ring in a tin can to a bunch of donors that give you permission of whether or not you're supposed to run. That's a perversion of the system. And to
right.
me, actually, the people who we elect to run the government ought to be the people who actually run the government. That's one problem. Is we have a permanent state and a managerial bureaucracy that's actually running the show instead. But the people who decide who runs and gets elected to run the government ought to be the voters and the people who actually cast those votes, not people
that.
Who sit in the back of palace walls. So I believe in that system. But the good news is I'm in a privileged position for the accomplishments I've been able to enjoy because of the background and upbringing my parents gave me. And I'm just thinking about how to have the biggest impact with that.
Well, before we let you go, tell that to the DNC about choosing and picking. Hey, real quickly, Joe Biden, who delivered the State of the Union last night, the sources telling this show he's about to announce that he wants to run again, which probably is not the greatest news for Democrats, who in his own party, majority, do not want him to run again. We know Donald Trump's running again. Chris Sununu, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, said last week on ABC This Week that if Donald Trump were to become the nominee in a crowded field, you could do the numbers that he probably could if there were 8 or 10 viable candidates like yourself or Mike Pompeo, Nikki Haley, Noam, Sununu. I could go on, DeSantis. Trump could win with 25-26% of a primary vote. Sununu said last week on ABC if he does win the primary, he cannot get the job done in 2024, even against Joe Biden. Do you agree with Governor Sununu there or not?
I don't agree with him there. I just flatly disagree. But I think that more importantly, we have got to start this process, whoever it is, whether I get in it, whether it's somebody else. Forget the question of who at first. Define the agenda. I think the conservative movement has a historic opportunity right now to be not just the party of Lincoln, to be the party of Martin Luther King, to advance the idea that you get ahead in this country on the content of your character and contributions rather than the color of your skin. Merit, free speech, taking on China by actually declaring independence. The Declaration of Independence in 2024 ought to be a Declaration of Independence from China. Define that agenda. And then the question of the who follows from that, because the who is just a vehicle, right? People forget public right. servants are supposed to be servants to the public. That's what I think the first phase of this has got to be about, rather than, you know, Sununu's or anyone else's political armchair analysis of what the electoral situation will be, you know, a year from now. We don't need political analysts. We need visionaries that actually define that agenda. We'll get to the question of the who later.
Vivek Ramaswamy, thank you so much for joining me and us on Good Morning Hampshire. Love to get you back again soon. If people want to learn more about you, I know you have a website up. What's the best way?
Yeah, you can learn about it. Follow me at Twitter, actually, is the easiest, at Vivek G. Ramaswamy. And you can also learn about my books at vivekramaswamy.com.
Love to get you back again soon. We're also starting a weekly podcast I'm hosting called Primary Politics. Would love to get to be the featured guest where we can get into 20, 25 minutes of discussion. Thank you, sir. Get you back again soon. Good Morning, New Hampshire. Thank you.